Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Howdy, Tapes and Scouts coming at you in a big bad way.
The biggest, baddest coming at you you've ever seen.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much it in both magnitude and
coming at you
badnesses.
Badnesses. I think what we're saying is we're bad dudes.
Bad to the bone.
We are bad to the bone.
Yeah, I think so. George Thorogood would concur.
He definitely would.
Yeah.
He would approve since we're drinking.
Yeah, but we're not alone.
That's true.
Shit. Movies.
Sorry, George Thorogood.
And the Destroyers.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
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 Movies. Movies. Our old standby to get back on track.
Bad.
Bad. Baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
Subverting expectation.
You didn't see that. You should have. I got two movies. You've got two movies. Both of mine kind of in the middle.
Okay. I agree with that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So I don't know how you want to end.
I will go first. That way you can end.
All right, then.
2021. Okay. This is one I was excited to watch for some damn reason.
Okay.
Spiral from the Book of Saul.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. 7/10/23. 1 hour and 33 minutes long. It is a horror film directed by director of my favorite Saul, Saul 2. Darren Lynn Bousman.
Okay.
Starring Chris Rock, Maricel Nicholas, and Max Minghella, I think. It's also got Samuel L. Jackson in it, though.
Wow.
But yeah, I was excited to see this because of the concept that Chris Rock had the idea and went and pitched the concept for a Saul movie to Lionsgate.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's like, well, I wonder what intrigued Chris Rock about the concept of Saul. And your summary, what he pitched. A criminal mastermind unleashes a twisted form of justice in Spiral, the terrifying new chapter from the Book of Saul.
That doesn't tell me shit, no. Chris Rock.
Nope. They were just like, all right, Chris Rock, we'll do it. And we won't even slap you.
Oh. Oh,
so I don't know what he pitched them, but what we ended up with was one of the most cliche, borderline soap opera acted, milquetoast, boring movies I've ever seen.
You know, sometimes the audience wants that. They want to know everything that's going to happen. Let's go for that mild ride.
I was the mild ride. pretty much. Girls gone mild.
Girls gone mild. They're slowly buttoning up their tops.
That's right. Oop, they missed. Nope, they didn't. You thought they were going to miss that button. They didn't. It was a cool idea to bring back Darren Lynn Bousman, in my opinion, because it made it feel like a Saul. Like he directed the most Saul movies of anyone as well. I think he directed 2, 3, and 4.
Okay.
I think he's a really cool director. He also did like Repo the Genetic Opera. He does some cool stuff. He does what he wants to.
Good atmospheric movies. Dark, yes. Creepy.
Right. He has a tone and he has a very weird stylistic approach to that too.
Colors.
The colors and the weird jarring cuts and the like intercutting. Like, it's almost like a Japanese style to it. He's got a cool set of like aesthetics I like.
Sure.
And I think it lends itself to the Saul films. So it's like, but even bringing him on board, I like that this is from the Book of Saul. So it's like not Saul directly per se, but it's within like the world where Saul existed as an actual thing, which I think's neat. Like we've seen that before with like Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon, where it's like, oh, all these characters like Freddy and Jason and Michael Myers actually exist in this universe. So it's like a cool spin on something we've seen before. Outside of that, though, and there's one in the opening scene, the opening like Saul trap is really cool.
Okay.
The rest of this movie is absolutely retread after retread. Like, I mean, you can't even see what they're retreading on because it's been retread so many times now. Chris Rock is, and I like Chris Rock a lot, and I think he does really well at times in films, and I've definitely like championed his performances. This is a horrible performance from him. This is horrible. He plays like detective with baggage.
Oh no.
Oh my god, it's unwatchably bad performance from him.
Did his partner die and he's one day away from retirement?
No, almost that bad.
Jeez.
But it's like, no, his dad was the police chief and then he's a detective who's trying to live in his father's shadow and prove that he's just not a carbon copy of him. Or like the low rent version of him.
I mean, genetically speaking.
Ooh, it's bad. His dad is Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes.
And they even waste him in this movie somehow.
You think that was the whole pitch? Please write a movie so Samuel Jackson can play my dad.
I don't know. I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know what his intent was. Like, but this, like, his performance is so bad in this movie, I feel like he would have gotten kicked off the set of a soap opera.
Wow.
Yeah, it's bad. The whole point is, like, somebody's recreating, like, the Saw-esque stuff, and you find out that, of course, there was some, like, borderline shit that happened within his precinct, and everybody who's in it is connected in some way, and all those people who are bad cops are being punished for what they did.
Right.
And it's like, okay. Like, oh, it's so not interesting. The one gag is really cool. They have somebody strung up, hooked up to this metal contraption that's wrapped around their tongue.
Oh, no.
And they're trapped on the subway line. So they either have to, they're like standing up on a stool with this thing and their head's tilted up with their tongue out and hooked into this contraption. They either have to jump off of this stool, ripping their tongue from their mouth, or the subway will smash into them. Oh, it's graphic and hard to watch. That's the opening Saw gag. I was like, holy shit, I am in.
I would take the subway train. I'd be like, all right, I don't want to see where this goes.
It was such a cool gag. I was like, oh, man, I'm so in for this. And then, like, man, it set like this really cool high watermark, and it's like it could not have gone any worse from that moment. Like outside of the gore is cool. Like there's some cool, but the like the traps are too overly elaborate because we have 400 of these movies where they're doing different stupid traps, and it's like eh, like it just like that first gag was cool in its simplicity and its raw visceral nature, but the rest of it was very rough. Like I just. It's not good, and even worse than being not good, it's forgettably not good because it's just so much like you trying to remember, like, what the hell was the point in this movie? Like, to be honest with you, I can barely remember, like, the reasons, like, the inciting incident as to what happened and why it happened and, like, what triggered the killer from a motivational standpoint because it's just that forgettable.
Yeesh.
Like, it's just so boring. It's uninteresting. It's like, okay, I saw that coming from a mile away. Yeah, not fun, not good, not worth your time. Not even, like, good, bad or anything. Like, I just can't recommend it other than watch. For if you want to see a cool Saw gag, watch the opening little bit and then shut it off and do something else.
Wow.
Yeah, not great.
Yeesh.
IMDb gives it a 5.2 out of 10.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes critics, 229 give it 37%.
Ooh, okay.
The audience, 1,000 plus kind souls give it 75%.
I was going to say, this is going to be way high.
Yep. And I come in at a 4. This movie is not very good. It's in focus. And that one opening scene's cool. And there's a couple other moments that are like pretty graphic and gory. But other than that, man, it's bad. Like when you can waste Samuel L. Jackson, do I need to say any more?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah. Apparently Secret Invasion also does this, but.
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. So hopefully that's not the case, but hopefully they did him more justice than Spiral from the Book of Saul.
Phew. All right. Well, I got a movie. You know, Max, I've kind of been looking at all these movies I've been doing, and I feel like I haven't picked like a real stinker on purpose in a while. You know?
Is that how you feel? Like, I haven't punished myself in a minute.
I feel like I'm getting away with it now.
Okay.
I'm really just like having a good time, and that just will not do.
Okay.
So I chose 1962's Reptilicus.
I see.
Yes, I was feeling especially hateful that day.
Okay.
I watched this on July 23rd, 2023. IMDb minutes, 1 hour 22, genre action adventure drama, directed by Paul Bang.
Bang.
Great name, and Sidney W. Pink. Starring Bent Majering, Asborn Anderson, and Paul Woldyke.
I see.
Your IMDb movie summary. After copper miners discover part of the frozen tail of a prehistoric monster in Lapland, scientists inadvertently bring it back to life.
Whoops.
Yes. So, this movie is a Danish horror movie.
Okay.
Good old Denmark, right?
Yeah.
This movie was good until it wasn't.
Okay.
This is one of those.
Did it last longer than the opening gag?
It did.
Good
it did.
For that.
It
good
did,
for you.
But you have to be, yeah. It's a very talky kind of film.
Okay.
It's definitely like setting it up, guys in suits, sure. Like, what do you mean, scientist? What is happening? Oh, well, we found this thing.
Blah, blah, blah. In the most 1962 sure. Mid-Atlantic gag. 100%.
100%. The idea was cool. The miners barrel in with this giant drill, and when they pull it up, it's got like all this raw meat kind of looking thing on it.
Okay.
And they do a good job of giving you like real life examples of like animals that can regenerate like
sure.
this and be like, this thing could come back. We have to keep this frozen while we study this just in case anything weird like that can happen. And of course, things go wrong. It happened.
Of course.
You don't get the monster until probably the last 20-ish minutes of the movie.
Okay.
Everything about the movie until this point is pretty good.
Okay.
I was pleasantly surprised, but you have to like that talky kind of,
sure,
I'm just a guy in a suit talking to you. Well, I'm the angry military guy coming in. Like, what are we going to do about this shit?
We have so much exposition to drop.
100%.
Okay.
So, and there's like, even like, I'm the idiot guy who works here as the janitor and like, oh no, what's going on? And yep. I better go run across town. Like all these dumb plot points.
Yep.
So it's very stupid, but also kind of good.
Okay.
But then once the monster shows up, I'm like, no. The monster is so incredibly terrible.
Ooh.
In the U.S. release of it, they add this weird green slime it spits out at people, which is very, very bad.
Okay.
I think it's animated. I don't know.
We got to ramp it up. Get some slime in there.
It's bad. It's like it's supposed to be like an acid-y spit. I don't know.
Careful.
I don't know. Yeah, well, there is this amazing scene where the army guys and a scientist and the one female in the movie all go on like a date together. And it's like turns into this tourism kind of thing where they're like, look at how great Denmark is. And I'm like, what is this? I laughed my balls off.
What a great place when there's no Reptilicus abound.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess that's what they were going for. Basically, if you enjoy classic kind of movies, this is fine until it's not. And once it's not, well,
it's really not.
It's really not.
Fair enough.
So IMDb gave this a 3.6.
Okay.
Rotten Tomato critics. 8 critics actually went back to this. 25%.
Oh, boy.
The audience, 1,000+ for Reptilicus?
I mean, you're one of them.
I am 24%.
Oh, my goodness.
I gave this the highest score, which is a 4.5.
Wow.
Which is based solely on the first 60% of this movie.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But it hits into that range of scary because it becomes forgettable, right? Like that 4 to 5, 5.5, kind of like that. 4 to 6, I guess, is the realm.
There's so many things in a movie like this. Like, the setup is so smart. Why the creature could come back? Very smart. They even gave you scientific, real-world explanations on animals that already do this shit.
Yeah, exactly.
They did the whole thing, like, be scared of nature. It's weird. Like,
yeah.
You know? But, you know, it's like, oh, he thawed out too much because the fridge was left open because, oh, that doctor's sleepy because we work him too hard. Like,
yeah.
Oh, come on, man. Mm.
Dr. Sleepy, keep him off the project.
Sleepy? What do you mean the door's propped open? Don't you know it's only -80 in there now?
Damn it, Dr. Sleepy. Not again.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Did I snooze?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Now you've gone and created a laser voice.
Stand back. I can stop Reptilicus.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, we're putting together plot elements for this laser voice thing.
It's already better.
My goodness. Dr. Sleepy's a must.
Dr. Sleepy is pretty great.
Dr. Sleepy is every cliche. I feel like we need to make laser voice's job is to be every movie cliche we hate.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah. Like that. We just have to everything we hate, like really bad exposition has to be in there, and the lame plot reason and no theme at all, or the setup for themes that are never actually fleshed out or talked through. It
Dr. Sleepy,
a B plot that goes nowhere. Like, you have to have all of these things.
What's going over there with the volcano? You don't have time, Dr. Sleepy.
That's right.
And Dr. Sleepy's just a guy in a traditional nightgown,
he's
got the nightcap. He has the stethoscope around his
stethoscope.
That's the only reason he's a doctor. He's got bunny slippers on. Oh, did I do a snooze?
Dr. Sleepy, you have to come over. That's not Dr. Sleepy. That's his brother, Professor Sleepy. Can't you tell? And they're in the same exact clothes, just one doesn't have the stethoscope on.
He got more schooling than I did. Mummy loved you best. Yeah, I see. This is good.
It's terrible. Yeah, I love that.
I'm in.
Yep, pretty much.
Take us somewhere, I hope, better.
Mildly. 2023's Nimona.
Nimona. I've seen the trailer for this.
Yeah, it's based on one of them graphic novels.
Oh, one of those.
One of those.
Well,
7/12/2023 is when I spied it. 1 hour and 38 minutes it is. It is an animation. That's all that's listed here.
Some sort of animated.
Yeah, like science fiction fantasy animation would be where I'd go.
Okay.
Troy Quayne and Nick Bruno directed this film, starring Eugene Lee Yang.
Okay.
I hope. Chloe Grace Moritz and Riz Ahmed.
All right.
Yeah.
We know some of those people.
Absolutely. Your movie summary here, a knight, like a knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, okay, is framed for a crime he didn't commit, and the only person who can help him prove his innocence is Nimona, a shape-shifting teen who also might be the monster that he's sworn to kill.
No!
Yeah, it's kind of like there's a creature that is, like, horrible, and they built this kingdom, and it's, like, future science fiction-y knights who are, like, they're, like, the police force. So it's kind of cool, interesting thought concept. And Nimona is, like, this young, kind of, like, doesn't like good guys, but she looks like a little girl, but you find out she can shape-shift, and then you find out perhaps she's the monster of legend, that the whole reason the kingdom was created was because of her, and she's actually corrupting the main character, things like that. Mm. Or is she actually like a misunderstood kind of being who's been, you know, kind of pushed out of existence for no reason other than prejudices because she appears different?
Oh,
yeah.
One of them, eh?
Yeah, it's enjoyable. It's not as good, like, it flows fairly smoothly, but kind of the more you think about it, the more you're like, yeah, but that doesn't make the most sense, or that's a little bit of a, like, a plot, and you know I'm not big on the plot hole thing, like, I think it's kind of like, if you're out of it, you're out of it, just say you're taken out of it, and I'm like, I'm so smart, I discovered a hole in the plot. It's like, no, you're taken out of it, so you've given it, like, more thought probably than it was intended to have, or, you know, any plethora of reasons, went through a bunch of studio rewrites, you know, things like that.
Sure.
This one just doesn't quite grab you as much as when you get done watching. If I had watched this and reviewed it, I probably would have reviewed it higher, like on the spot. I probably would have given it a higher number.
Right.
But having time to unpack it and think about where it's like, yeah, that didn't quite work for me, but this didn't make a lot of sense. It's like at one point she gets captured, but earlier in the movie she could evade that same exact technology for some reason. It was just more convenient to capture her now in order to advance the plot.
Sure.
So it's just kind of like, I don't quite, like, I'm not in love with it. And the themes, again, kind of retreaded stuff. It's a cool, the thought that was put into the world, the world building that was done here is really exceptional. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a neat spin on something I hadn't really seen before, this like future-y knight kind of thing where it's like, oh, that's neat. So they have like electric lances and, you know what I mean? That kind of cool, like the technology has evolved, but the principle of the, like, the medieval weaponry has stayed the same. It's just gotten better.
That's pretty cool. It sounds like something you would see in, like, a heavy metal magazine.
Yeah, exactly. It was, like, very in that ilk, and it was like, oh, that's fun, and it was thoughtful, and, you know, definitely a fine watch. It's just not as strong as some of the other kids' movies where they marry the themes with the plot so well, or this kind of is a little disparate.
Gotcha.
And it's kind of a little like, we have to do this in order to get to this next part. Is that what it feels like?
I'll have to track down the graphic novel.
Yeah, this was. I imagine the graphic novel is probably a little bit better, just because typically that's the case.
Right,
because
that's the ideal source material.
Exactly. IMDb gives us 7.6 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes critics, 87 critics, give it 94%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Audience, 1,000 plus.
Plus.
91%.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yep. I am definitely the curmudgeon here. And again, I think if I had watched this right off the bat and reviewed it, I think I probably would have given it like an 8 out of 10. But I'm going with a 7 out of 10. Just because more I think about it, the lower it got.
That's still not bad, though.
No, and I don't want to detract anybody or take away from somebody being able to watch this film.
Uh-huh.
You'll enjoy it, no doubt. It's just kind of the more you ruminate on it, little things start to kind of occur to you where you're just kind of like, yeah, but yeah, this, all right, yeah, but does that really work as well as I thought it did? Yeah, and actually kind of no. I kind of picked this one apart a little bit too much towards, and, you know, my review part of the process.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Meh. Yeah. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to wrap up our most mild episode ever.
Yeah, the girl's gone mild.
Girl's gone mild. They're thinking about naughty things, but not enacting on them.
No, they're not. That's out of control.
That's out of control.
That'd be girls gone wild.
And we can't do
that. No upside down M's around here.
No.
We have Max here, not Wax. Let's get out of here with that.
Well, I'm going to wax about a movie.
Oh, boy.
1990s Captain America.
That one.
That's the one.
Uh-oh.
I should have done the 70s one.
Uh-oh.
The 70s two.
No, man.
I guess that'll be a different episode.
You got a chance, yeah.
I've got all of these on DVD.
I'm not racing to get this one done.
All right. Well, I watched this on the 28th of July, 2023. IMDb minutes, 1 hour 40 minutes. Genre action adventure sci-fi, directed by Albert Pune, I'm going to guess is how that's said. Starring Matt Salinger, Ronnie Cox, and Ned Beatty.
Ronnie Cox is in this movie?
Yes.
Wow.
He's kind of fun, but the movie's not. So,
Yeah, fair enough. I remember this movie vaguely from childhood and have not been brave enough to... I mean, I've seen clips of it in adulthood, but have not been brave enough to go back and watch the full...
Well...
The full rundown.
I was sitting there, nothing to do, and the mother-in-law was there.
Oh, man.
You got a mother-in-law score.
I love that.
I literally was like, you know, they've been asking for you. You haven't come back like you promised you would.
She goes,
put some
asleep.
Piece of crap on right now.
Yeah.
And I goaded her into it. And I don't know why this is what I chose, but it is.
I love this.
IMDb movie summary. Frozen in the ice for decades. Captain America is free to battle against arch criminal the Red Skull.
That Red Skull is so red.
He's so red and evil, kids.
Uh-oh.
This is like really bad. This is like the CW formula, but like done awfully.
Yeah.
Where it's way more about Cap coming back and like trying to find the woman who he liked when he, and now she's older. It's the whole thing. I don't even know if they use the names that they should use from the comics. I think they gave him different names. I'm trying to remember.
That wouldn't surprise me.
I don't think it was Sharon Carter. I'm trying to remember, but essentially he's going to end up with the daughter. The whole thing's awful. The makeup on the Red Skull is like kind of okay, but kind of not.
Right.
But the performance is way over the top. Way over the top. And like, I don't know. They do use Red Skull's daughter in this, which was kind of cool.
That is cool.
Pretty interesting. She's kind of maniacal. I don't think she existed in the comics. I wonder if that's where they got the idea to put her in the comics. I don't think she had existed yet. But this is just largely a piece of crap. There is some fun. The funny things in it are like things like he'll be like, oh, I don't. Like, he has to hurry up and become Captain America too fast. It's like, oh, I don't know how to really use the shield as a weapon. Then he goes and uses it to perfection, bouncing it off of people and everywhere.
Sounds right.
And he's, like, fighting a missile with it, you know, like that kind of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the kid who's like, I remember Captain America. Well, he becomes president.
Okay.
And he's like, I'll help Captain America. When he comes back to our modern time of 1990, like he sees that like we have, oh, that's Japanese technology in our car. Oh, I don't trust you now. And like things like that. It's
wow.
Like so cringy.
Yeah, that's cringy.
So bad. Like, oh, listen to this. It's like on a Walkman that's like, you know, Japanese product. And
made in China.
Made in China. Oh, no. Like things like that. And I'm just like, oh, Cap, you racist.
You racist.
You jerk.
Yeah, pretty much.
But the action's bad. There's just real no redeeming quality here.
The costume's all sketch.
Yeah, I mean, it's very comic accurate.
It is.
Which is probably not the best idea.
Yeah.
So it was just, look, I can't give you much here.
You made it through it.
I made it through it. It was atrocious, and I don't recommend it.
Fair enough.
For anyone. It's just like, I don't know.
You and the mother-in-law doing a service to your country for this one.
We're taking this one off the table for everybody. IMDb. I'm going right. Fuck it. Let's IMDb.
IMDb.
3.2.
Oh, baby.
The critics, 17 of them went back.
Okay.
Which blows my mind because there's new movies that are good that don't have 17 critics.
That's
on it.
True.
12%.
More critics than read. That's good.
The audience, 10,000 plus.
Wow.
19%.
My God.
That's so many people to give it a 19%.
That is.
Do you want to guess who has the higher score between me and the mother-in-law?
I would like to say that the mother-in-law has the higher score here.
You are correct. I gave it a 4.5, and she gave it a 5.
Nice.
And she really was like, I guess it's a, well, like, I feel in my heart it's a 5. I'm like, you're overthinking this. Please. Please calm down.
It's really interesting, and we'll have to talk about this at some point, this kind of like failure to launch. I feel like people take like an IP that they really like and that like makes it so much like they, is this movie really 19% bad?
Right.
Like, I feel like we have definitely reviewed way worse films
for
on here,
sure.
With higher ratings, but it's like we just had to come at this thing's throat because it's Captain America.
Correct. And I agree with that. Like, sure. And the Cap comics weren't spectacular at this time.
Right.
So it's like if they were reading the current product while looking at this, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I understand completely.
Yeah. It's rough. It's like, I get where you're coming from, but at the same time, you have to review it as what's put in front of you. So if it was just like a different person of origin with this story, it's similar to Captain America. It feels like it probably would have garnered a slightly higher score, even if it was just equally as bad, just
right.
Because you're not as committed to something that could be better than that.
Right. Call it action. Action Man throws a shield.
Action Man. Remember Action Man?
Action Man was a thing, right?
It was. Yeah, you could see probabilities.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, I'm going to jump to the left because there's a higher probability that this works out to my advantage. Yeah. It's like a CG, one of the bad CG shows, like Max Steel. Remember that?
I remember Max Steel, yeah.
It came out in that era.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry we ended on such a mild, mild.
Mild.
So mild.
Mild.
Mild Max.
Mild-mannered.